Hey guys, Mike Valeni for Cash the Ticket podcast. If you like sports betting or if you just like sports, it's the podcast for you. We try to cover all the big games and maybe some of the games you didn't even know were important, give you some angles, pick some winners, have a good time, and hopefully help you meander through college and pro football season. So join us a couple times a week to get all your information you need to bet the games that you watch. It's Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey guys, Mike Valeni for Cash the Ticket podcast. If you like sports betting or if you just like sports, it's the podcast for you. We try to cover all the big games and maybe some of the games you didn't even know were important, give you some angles, pick some winners, have a good time, and hopefully help you meander through college and pro football season. So join us a couple times a week to get all your information you need to bet the games that you watch. It's Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. All right, I'm going to be here with you for the next 2 hours. You can consider this the third quarter of the show. We just came out of halftime. First half done, second half underway. Okay, I'm being joined tonight by our producer, Carlos Ortiz. And I'm thrilled that I'm being joined by you all over the United States of America. And not just the United States of America, North America. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. You can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, of which we have hundreds upon hundreds all over North America. Yes, hi Toronto, hi Vancouver, hi Montreal, hi Calgary. What's up, Canada? You can always tune in, SiriusXM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, if you are smart enough, all you have to do, ask that smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. It's been a busy Friday in the world of sports. It's been a busy Friday night in the world of sports. Here's the deal. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me online. I am everywhere. That is at JR Sport Brief. The big news for tonight, and he just lined out to the shortstop this go-round. I guess the 42-year-old can't hit a home run every time up. Albert Pujols made history tonight. He hit both home run 699 and home run 700 in back-to-back innings. A two-run bomb, which was 699 in the third inning. And then he hit a three-run home run in the fourth inning. Both at Dodger Stadium tonight, Albert Pujols is now the fourth man to hit seven home runs in Major League Baseball history. Who does he join? Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, and Barry Bonds. He's 42 years old, folks, and tonight he has accounted for five of the runs. St. Louis leads the Dodgers in Los Angeles 8-0. Aaron Judge, on the other hand, no home run for Aaron Judge tonight. He did manage a single, and for right now, he is still in the lead, not just for the American League MVP, for a triple crown. A 315 average, 60 home runs, 128 RBIs. But it's a beautiful thing when you have two quote-unquote good guys. You don't hear about these guys whining and complaining. They're not jerks to the media. They're not jerks to the fans. You know, see them accomplish just history and great things. It's fun to watch. And I understand. There are a lot of baseball fans or former fans who are jaded. Right before we went to break, we had a conversation with someone who said, I'm cynical. I can't get excited about Albert Pujols because I'm not feeling it from what happened 20-plus years ago. It doesn't matter if it's Roger Clemens or, you know, Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa. Just a bunch of cheaters running around breaking records. And so it's understandable if you feel that way now 20-plus years later. But at what point are we actually going to respect folks who are in an era where you are tested? And these guys haven't tested positive. Okay, sure, there's always going to be people who they jump the rules. They skirt the rules. They find their way around testing and around the rules. But until we hear otherwise, can we enjoy it? Aaron Judge can't hit 60 home runs. Have you seen the guy? How many people are walking around big as him playing baseball? Let me guess, none. In the case of Albert Pujols, he's been playing baseball 22 years. The early portion of his career made absolutely no sense. And even though he's been hurt and injured and has had to swap teams a couple of seasons recently, it's not like he was a complete bum. Let him go out with a bang. What are we're all trained as human beings to be so negative now. Enjoy what Pujols is doing. 700 home runs. Enjoy what Judge is doing. 60 home runs on his way to 61. Probably more than that. If you don't believe it, if you think they're all cheaters, then don't even give it lip service. Ignore it. Show some love to these guys or don't even bother. And guess what? Yeah, sure. If it comes out 2-3 years from now that they cheated, yeah, then quit baseball again. And beat them up just like everybody else. But until or unless you have concrete evidence besides you are cynical from something that took place 20-plus years ago, I say get over it. Congratulations, Albert Pujols, in joining the 700 Club. Aaron Judge, you're up next, man. What you got? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls. And, of course, we got a full slate of games with the NFL. We're going to talk about that as well. Let's get to the lines. Todd is calling from Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, JR. How you doing?
Very well, Todd. What's up?
I told your producer I was going to try and break your streak. You've had a couple Dougie Downers call in. Hats off to Albert Pujols for hitting 700. Hats off.
Absolutely.
Been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, 22 years, yes.
Yeah. I just wanted to tell you, I love your show. Listened to you last couple of Fridays. My son coaches in Illinois, and I try to go down and see as many games as I can. I live in Wisconsin, so I'm heading back, and it makes for an easy ride home for me. Listen.
Hey, listen, I'm trying, Todd. Well, thank you for calling from Wisconsin. You drive safe, okay?
Thank you.
No doubt about it. Hey, okay. He makes the road trip on the weekends. He turns on the JR Sport Brief Show. Good. There's enough people riding around on the roads doing all types of crazy things, but I'm happy to help him out. That's what I'm here for. 855-212-4CBS. Jeff is here from Alaska. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, yeah, Cardinals fan since Lou Brock and Bob Gibson was throwing at people's heads. See, I just wanted to remind folks that Albert broke the all-time extra base hit record also with 1,401 extra base hits.
Well, thanks.
That's a fact that many people are missing.
Well, thank you, man. That sounds nice. So what is that? What did he break? Hank Aaron had that record?
I don't know who had it, probably.
Okay, well, I think I want to look into that then, okay?
Yeah, no worries, but I know he's got the most now for extra base hits. Hey, thanks for your show. It's helping to keep us warm up here.
I'm helping to keep you guys warm in Alaska. Did it drop down to the 30s yet?
At night, yep. We're 49-50 in the daytime.
And what time does the sun disappear? I've been up there. It drives me a little crazy. What time did it leave today?
Still light, but it's 8 p.m. Still light, but the sun is gone. So it'll be dark in another 20 minutes or so.
Wait. You said it's still light, but the sun is down.
Well, right. So it's, you know, it doesn't. So the sun has set, but we still have some light.
Okay.
It's not dark time yet.
Okay. I'm not gonna ask too many questions. I appreciate you, Jeff. Thank you, man.
Yeah. Thanks for the show.
No doubt about it. Yeah. Listen, I'm helping one guy on his road trip. I'm helping Alaska stay warm. I've been up to Alaska once. I went in February. The sun did not arrive, or whatever the hell you call it. Hey, Carlos, what do you call it? Oh, sunrise. That's what they call it. I answered my own question. The sun did not rise until like 10 a.m. I was tripped out. I thought I was under the influence of something. I was like, where's the sun? It's 10 o'clock in the morning. Where is the sun? And that sun disappeared in the afternoon. It was like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. The sun was done. I said, whoa, I love it here. It's beautiful. And then what? In another part of the year, the sun is out all damn day? Whoa. Yeah, living in Alaska is trippy, man. Shout outs to everybody in Alaska. I need to go back soon. Talk to Bullwinkle and friends, wherever the hell they live. 855-212-4CBS. Brandon is calling from Seattle. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Oh, hey, what's up, JR?
How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Just enjoying the show. Like, you do a great job. Just wanted to say I've really been tuning in a lot more lately. And, yeah, it's a great show, and you do a great job.
Thank you, man. What's up?
Just a couple things. I guess, like, Judge, being the size that he is, I think is actually kind of a disadvantage, even for hitting home runs. I mean, you see Altuve, whether he's getting signs or not, he's hitting the ball, you know, at least 450. And he's, like, half the size of Judge, who, if you thought, okay, well, he's twice the size, you should hit the ball 800 feet. But he typically doesn't. You know, he's hitting it like, well, he doesn't hit 800 feet, but he doesn't.
Uh-oh, where the hell did Brandon go? Oh, damn, Brandon got abducted by aliens. I don't know where he went. He went in a different direction, I believe, than what I thought he was going. Aaron Judge has had an issue since he made it to the majors with his strike zone. Umpires having no idea what the hell a ball or a strike is because he's so much bigger than everybody else. Nobody shares his strike zone. And so pitches that should typically be called balls have been called strikes. And he's had to suffer for it as he stands there and looks at the ump and goes, hey, that was a ball. The hell you calling it a strike? Aaron Boone has been ejected from games because he has jumped out of the dugout and he's gone right the hell over to the ump and said, you got to call my guy with an accurate strike zone. He's 6'7", he's arms and legs, and that's true. But here's the beautiful thing about Aaron Judge. Since he's come up to the bigs consistently since 2017, he's not out there flailing at everything. He's not out there swinging and missing. He's not just swinging for the fences. Aaron Judge is a complete baseball player. We had Bernie Williams on the show earlier this week. Bernie Williams played center field for the New York Yankees. He understands covering all of that ground. Well, Aaron Judge has been doing it this season at 6'7", 280. He's been playing the field at a gold glove level. He's been at the plate one of the most. Aaron Judge leads baseball in every single major statistical offensive category. That is not an exaggeration. The American League average, home runs, obviously, RBIs, yes, OPS, WAR, runs, total bases. I can go on. What is this? Aaron Judge is the type of guy I would create in a video game when I had time to play 20-plus years ago. It's like, oh, I need to create a player. How big can I make him? Oh, 6'7", 6'8 is the max? Yeah. Can I make him strong with muscles? Yeah, boom, Aaron Judge. Except for he's a real person. Let's enjoy him. Him and Pujols. I'm still upset at the guy who called last hour. And I get it. You're within your right. You're a cynic. Everybody's cheating. You do something great, he's a cheater. Albert Pujols has 7 home runs. I don't believe it anymore. Okay, then just don't pay it attention. Don't complain about it. Don't say anything. Marty is calling up from Westchester. Hey, Marty, my friend from the fan, Marty is on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, I guess now it's good morning, KR. I'd like to weigh in on this Albert Pujols discussion. I think it's a night of celebration for Major League Baseball, you know, for the Cardinal fans in St. Louis. A great ball player. I'm happy that Albert Pujols was able to achieve 700 home runs. It's quite an accomplishment. And sure, he had some rough times in Anaheim, but you have to look at the overall picture. And he's been a generational ball player over the last 22 years. So it's really terrific. JR, on a personal note, I didn't mention this to your producer, but I was at the stadium on Tuesday to witness Aaron Judge's 60th home run. I am going today again, so I hope to witness some more history. So it's just been a great week for Major League Baseball.
Beautiful, man. I mean, Judge is due for the next one. It's been a couple of days now, so I think all things considered, Saturday afternoon, I'm hoping that's the move. Hey, are you going to be sitting in the outfield, Marty?
And unfortunately not. I'll be along the first baseline. I have a partial season plan. I always sit behind first base. But, you know, just being there is going to be special if he's able to hit one or maybe even two out today.
Beautiful. Well, if you can get into the outfield and bust some people up for the baseball, by all means, I'd love to see you in the news. Okay, Marty?
I appreciate that, JR. Always great talking to you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Marty, for calling up from Westchester, New York. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Jim is here from Cleveland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, JR. I'm a competitive power lifter for 30 years. I'm drug-free. And so when we start talking about the use of PEDs in sports, and you look at that baseball, you look at the ones that were McGuire and Bonds, and, you know, they obviously use PEDs. So when you get someone approaching a record, they need to be checked. That's not cynicism. That's reality. So you get checked, and you get checked a lot. And if you're found that you've got it, well, then adios. If you found that, you know, you're not, then you should celebrate it. Well, that's why there's cynicism. It's not unfounded. I just, you know, I'm pointing the finger at Joe Smith. Anybody that is in that level, that he's approaching a record, they need to be clear.
They are, and they have been, and these guys are tested. The guy who called up last hour was a self-described cynic. And I said to him, well, if you don't believe it, well, what are you watching for? He's like, I don't watch. And I go, well, if you're not watching, what are you calling me for? He's because I'm listening to you. And I appreciate that. Thank you. That's the power of me. I'll go ahead and pat myself on the back. But my position is, if you don't care, then just don't watch. These guys are tested. They've been tested.
When was the last time he was tested? Is that out there? When was the last time they were tested?
Oh my God!
It should be public record. It shouldn't be. Oh my God!
Oh no! It's not. Well, it's private. Okay, you want to know why?
Because it's not.
Well,
that's
Jim,
where the problem is.
Jim, can you stop?
I've been doing this for. I've been competing for a long time.
I'm not
I've
asking.
Lost championships.
Oh my
the guys
God.
That are on it. And
Jim.
If it was your son that finished in second,
Jim.
Because somebody was on it, you would want
Jim.
It to be looked into. Yeah.
Jim, can you stop? Yeah, I've allowed you to say a lot.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna ask you to listen to me without interruption. Can you give me that respect?
Sure.
Well, thank you. Okay. These drug programs, I'm gonna let you know. I don't care what you've done. Okay. God bless you for your powerlifting career. God bless you. Okay. This is Major League Baseball. You didn't play baseball. Stop. Listen. Their results, when they get tested randomly, these are not things that are public record, okay? I don't know the last time that Albert Pujols got a phone call and they said, hey, Albert, I need you to come in here and drop your pants and let me see. I wasn't in the urinal the last time that Albert Pujols went to the restroom. But I'll tell you this much. I have confidence and faith based on what we have seen or not heard. Let me say this again, not heard over the past 22 years that I will assume he is clean. Am I naive enough to believe that there is a 0% chance? No. No, I'm not. But I'm not prepared to go, oh man, we don't know. We have no idea. You're correct, we don't. But what we haven't heard is that he's tested positive. And for me, that's enough between both Aaron Judge and Pujols. If you want to be that concerned, then I'm pretty sure you can find a job where you can watch him drop his pants and go ahead and pee. Does that make sense, Jim? Okay. Thank you for calling from Cleveland. I mean, let's be real here, people. We're going to slaughter everybody because we weren't in the bathroom when he took a test? Is that where we're going? Oh, my God, no. It needs to be public record. Well, I really don't care. You know what Albert Pujols had for breakfast? Did it come with a side of Andro? Then I don't care. Like, damn, has baseball fried that many people's brains? Did Barry Bonds do the world in that much? If a guy tests positive, trust us, we'll find out. We got a bunch of old sports writers who they serve no purpose but to be a bunch of angry guys who don't play baseball and want to tattle on everybody. How many records over the past 20 years have just quote-unquote come out? Go ask David Ortiz. How many records were kind of just pushed out there, were supposed to be private? If Aaron Judge is cheating, if Pujols is cheating, let us know. And I'm sorry. You could be a power lifter or you could be an elementary school teacher who can't lift up a pencil. I mean, when they fail a test, let me know. There's a chance that everybody is quote-unquote cheating. Do you believe that? I mean, damn. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I knew that a lot of people didn't like baseball or felt badly about it or hate the pace. I didn't know there'd be this many people who go, Aaron Judge, he might be using. Yeah, he might be on eating sunflower seeds right now. I don't know. Prove it. I'm going to get some more of your calls. 855-212-4CBS. I guess Tom Brady, he must be on stuff too. He's lasted so damn long. We're here on CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
There's a 3-1. Swung on that. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. He's tied the Babe. It's a Judgian blast. His 60th home run of the year. Wow.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
So Aaron Judge, yeah, he knocked out 60 earlier this week. He's still waiting on 61. Tonight he went 1-for-4. Still has a batting average of .315, is still leading for the Triple Crown. And the world waits for Aaron Judge to tie Maris with the most home runs in American League history for a single season. But tonight, someone who didn't waste any time is Albert Pujols. The St. Louis Cardinals are in Los Angeles taking on the Dodgers. Albert Pujols entered the game with 698 home runs in the third inning, he said, here you go. Here is 699, a two-run blast, giving them a 2-0 lead. He comes back in the fourth inning, and Albert Pujols delivers a three-run bomb, his 700th career home run, only the fourth man to do that in Major League Baseball history, joining Ruth, Hank Aaron, and Barry Bonds. This is the part that stinks. I've had a couple of callers hit me up and go, I don't know. He might be using. Well, yeah, sure, he might be using. He might have had waffles, pancakes, and fruit for breakfast. I don't know. Maybe he did that too. I don't know. Maybe he opened up the door, the car door, with his left hand or his right hand. Maybe he did. I don't know. I don't have proof. I don't have evidence. And so what? Guys who accomplish amazing things in Major League Baseball, they have to cheat now? Because we had a bunch of cheaters doing it 20 years ago? Damn, where's the positivity? I don't see any evidence. You can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Keith Sanheim, he tweets me from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. He says, what is with these negative callers? Sheesh. Congratulations, Albert Pujols. We had someone call up from Cleveland a few minutes ago. He says, I'm a power lifter. I used to be a power lifter. He's just like, oh, it needs to be public record what these guys are doing so we can, you know, try. I'm like, it's not. He's like, I've been power. I don't care how long you've been power lifting. That's not what baseball does. When guys test positive, it's because it's been leaked. Man, damn it, we had it a couple of months ago. Ask your friend out in San Diego. Tell him to go get a clean haircut, Mr. Tatis Jr. Baseball didn't say, oh, this and that. It was leaked. There's actually rules in place. I'm looking at it right now. Confidentiality. The Office of the Commissioner, the Association, HPAC, club personnel, all of their members, affiliates, agents, consultants, employees are prohibited from publicly disclosing information about the player's test results, initial evaluation, diagnosis, treatment program, prognosis, or compliance with the program. What, do you think I just pull things out of thin air? How about I go to your job and drug test you and tell the whole world? And I don't care if it's baseball. It's still a job. 855-212-4CBS. Tim is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Hey, you know, of course, I'm on my way home from work, as usual. But let me tell you something. I think people are shorting themselves big time when the ones that are saying that Aaron Judge and Pujols are using and doing whatever they're doing, whatever they're saying, you know, what they're not realizing is they're not able to appreciate true talent, you know, and that's what bothers me the most is like, why don't you just appreciate these guys, you know, just. You know, they're true talents, okay? So why don't you just think about that for a minute? You know, it drives me up a wall. I can't believe these people that, you know, all these negative people, you know, it's like, you know, there are people like Aaron Judge and Albert Pujols that come along every once in a while. They don't come along a lot, but they do come along, and, you know, you have to appreciate that. You know, and it just makes me nuts.
No, I hear you, Tim, and thank you for calling from Maryland. You know, I can understand anyone. This is how I feel. If you hit me up 5 years from now and said, oh, you know, Judge was using or whatever, I'd go, okay, wow. I wouldn't be off the roof about it. I'm not going to be losing my mind. I'm not going to be jumping through the chimney or jumping out of the studio now because of it. Because I don't have any reason to think he's cheating. That's it. It's the same thing with Pujols. His career has been kind of on the downswing, but it's not like he's just lost power. Obviously, he's reinvigorated playing back at home. Walt is calling from Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Walt.
JR, love the show. Lifelong Pirate fan. Watch a lot of baseball. Hats off to Mr. Pujols and Aaron Judge. I don't care what they're using. You still have to hit the baseball correctly to get it to go over the yard. They're talented. I don't care what they're using. They're great.
Okay.
No problem with it.
All right. Well, thank you, Walt, for calling from Pennsylvania. You know, yeah, you have to have talent. Hasn't that been the argument surrounding Barry Bonds forever? It's like he did not need to use. But it's not so much about your talent and your hand-eye coordination, your ability to decipher a ball from a strike or, you know, see that a curveball is coming versus a change. It's none of that. The reality is, it helps with endurance. It helps with recovery. It helps with your ability to go out there and hit home runs, to not tire. That's what it boils down to. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to be positive. Congratulations, Albert Pujols. And damn it, I give myself maybe less than 24 hours. I'll be able to say the same thing to Aaron Judge. What do you say?
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR? I agree with you. I like your show because I tend to disagree, but tonight I agree.
Oh, that's nice. As long as you feel something, that's all that matters. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. As we move towards the end of the 2022 Major League Baseball regular season, we have some major accomplishments that are taking place. Tonight, Albert Pujols hits home run number 699 and number 700. And he does it with a bang. Home run number 699, a two-run shot. Home run number 700, a three-run shot. And as of right now, tonight, as the St. Louis Cardinals are in Los Angeles taking on the Dodgers, Albert Pujols has accounted for half of the team's runs. It's the end of the seventh. St. Louis leads the Dodgers 10-0. And so I can't even say to my shock or to my surprise, I've taken a couple of callers who have just been a little negative about the situation. Negative about Albert Pujols. Oh, I'm not happy. I'm just not interested. Drugs from 10, 20 years ago. Aaron Judge. Oh, well, you know, drugs. You know, forget the fact that he's a giant. Drugs. I'm just like, prove it. Nobody has any evidence. Until we have evidence, then just leave him alone. Enjoy him. There is nothing in either of these guys' histories that would make you think they are. Aaron Judge came up as a rookie and said, boom, here, guys, he has 52 home runs as a rookie. He was swinging away. And then at the end of that season, he was hurt. He blew out his shoulder the second half of the year. What would he have done that year if he was healthy all the way through? So what are we, shocked at age 30 in his prime years now that he's hitting 60? Come on. And Albert Pujols, look at his career arc. Look at what he did early. Look at what he did with the Angels And yeah, up and down, up and down. The guy's always had power. He's had some injury-plagued seasons last year. I think he had about 12 home runs. If he can go out there and play, he's cool. He's just old, 42 years old. Sometimes you got to give credit where credit is due until you learn otherwise, until you're presented with otherwise. We have yet to receive that otherwise from Albert Pujols or Aaron Judge. And the other part is, and sure, Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, they were like peanut butter and jelly. They were making people happy. Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, what's such a happy story? Mark McGwire, good guy, nice guy. Had his kid with him on a home run chase, and oh yeah, sweet story. And then he was a cheater. I'm not just going to slap the label on everybody. Aaron Judge looks like a great human being to me. I'm judging that also by being around him a little bit. I've never met Albert Pujols a day in my life, not that I can remember. Hey, by all considerations, he seems okay to me. 855-212-4CBS. Mickey, calling from South Carolina. Go ahead, Mickey.
Good morning, JR. Appreciate your show. Really enjoy hearing you when I'm out driving. I have to agree with you. This Pujols and Judge, great for baseball. Happy for both of them. I hope Judge gets the record this week. But neither one of them have ever been involved in anything, so why would you suspect they are now? I mean, let's give them the benefit of the doubt.
Until we are shown otherwise, I agree with you. And if they're proven to have done something, then you chalk it up and go, okay, they cheated too. But until we have something, I agree with you, Nick.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've watched Pujols' entire career. Been a model citizen. I mean, he's the kind of guy that goes to hospital, visits children after games and different cities, not just in St. Louis or wherever he's playing. So, I mean, I got to give it to the guy. I think he's a great guy.
I would agree. But, you know, there's still that small chance. Even though it's small, it's large enough for people to go, oh, yeah, he was at the children's hospital, you know, shaking hands and kissing babies, and then he slid into the bathroom, and it's just wild, man. We got to see.
Well, until you can show me he did it, I am 100% for him and Judge.
Hey, I feel the same way, Mick. Thank you for calling from South Carolina. Kelly is calling from Houston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's up, JR? How you doing, man?
Good.
Glad you were in Houston several months ago. I wish I could have met you, but I didn't get that chance.
Well, listen, Kelly, I swing through quite a bit, so I'll be back real soon.
Well, you're going to have to call me. I'll hook you up with some good Mexican food.
Oh, damn it. I got to call you. Who's easier to reach, me or you?
I don't know. I've been on hold for 30 minutes, so.
I got an email address. It's a J. Well, we're very popular here, as you can tell.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, you know how to find me. Go ahead.
Yeah. So three things about the baseball season that I have just thoroughly enjoyed this year. Number one, the Astros kicking butt and taking names.
Yeah.
Number two, Aaron Judge doing what he do. And Albert Pujols doing what he do. And they're doing it on the up and up as far as I'm concerned. And it's making me happy and it's making me enjoy the baseball season. And as far as these suspicious folks, you know, these people who question all this stuff are the same people that wear tinfoil hats. You know what I'm saying?
So Okay.
But I've been married for 20-something years, and me and my wife don't really get along. We haven't got along in quite a while now. But I do not suspect her cheating, you know what I'm saying? Until she proves to me, until something comes up that suggests she's cheating, she's not. And so the same thing that you've been saying and many callers have been saying, Albert Pujols and Aaron Judge, they need to be complimented, they need to be praised, and they need to be recognized for the accomplishments they're doing.
Oh, thank you, Kelly, for coming through with the relatable example, man. I, Are you sleeping on the couch? Or where are you sleeping at?
I've been on the couch for like 8 years, but hey, it's comfortable.
Hey, I understand, man. I'm not going to argue there. I appreciate you, Kelly, man. I hope you make it to a bed soon, okay?
It'll be good. It'll be all good. Thank you, man. I enjoy your show every night, man.
Well, thank you, Kelly. Appreciate you for calling from Houston. Yeah, make it to a bed. Well, I can't make that joke because I'm a Udoka. I don't need any trouble. Hey, Carlos, man, we're going to have to open up a counseling service here, man.
It was this close to being a late-night therapy session. I felt it.
Yeah. How long did he say him and his wife don't get along? How long?
I think he said 20 years, which is impressive because most people can't stand each other after 10.
Well, maybe that's why he wants to go have Mexican food with me. I'm down. I go.
Hey, nothing beats a burrito.
Yeah, I don't need his wife saying, oh, you out with JR eating Mexican? You can't hang out with me. I don't need that trouble, though. Hey, listen, though, when I come to Houston, I do want to eat Mexican. I'll be going. Never mind. I don't want to rat on myself. But listen, yeah, jrsportbrief@gmail.com. Somebody's going to use that email for nefarious purposes, but that's fine. But, yeah, I want the Mexican food. Make sure you hit me up. Who do we have here? Mike is calling from Providence. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing? First time, long time.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I agree with a lot of the things that you're saying, and these guys should be celebrated. You know, you can ask Danny Ainge, John Elway, Michael Jordan, one of the greatest athletes of all time, Kyler Murray, and a lot of other, multi-sport athletes, that baseball's difficult. It's not a very easy sport at all. These guys make it look easy. Judge is gigantic. He has a lot of leverage. And he's smart. You know, you see the ball. Pujols has 10,000 hours, you know, the whole mastery thing. I mean, it's not easy to do what they do. And it should be celebrated. You know, I thought Albert Pujols actually was going to hit a triple crown in my lifetime. And it was Miguel Cabrera. And now Judge is going to do it. I'm a huge Yankees fan. I'm going Sunday. And I'm excited. Selfishly, I hope it doesn't happen. But, you know. Everyone after 61 is a celebratory.
It's a bonus.
Home run anyway.
Well, thank you, Mike. Exactly. I appreciate you. I hope he hits number 62 your way. I thank you for calling up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls. We're going to talk some NFL football, get you ready for Sunday.
Hey guys, Mike Valeni for Cash the Ticket podcast. If you like sports betting or if you just like sports, it's the podcast for you. We try to cover all the big games and maybe some of the games you didn't even know were important. Give you some angles, pick some winners, have a good time, and hopefully help you meander through college and pro football season. So join us a couple times a week to get all your information you need to bet the games that you watch. It's Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey guys, Mike Valeni for Cash the Ticket podcast. If you like sports betting or if you just like sports, it's the podcast for you. We try to cover all the big games and maybe some of the games you didn't even know were important. Give you some angles, pick some winners, have a good time, and hopefully help you meander through college and pro football season. So join us a couple times a week to get all your information you need to bet the games that you watch. It's Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for stories about the Black community and you don't want to wait until, February? Then check out Beyond Black History Month, the podcast that tells inclusive stories year-round. Like how today's labor movement is connected to the civil rights movement and why Black neighborhoods keep getting hit with water crisis after water crisis.
We're still being charged for water that we can't use.
Listen and subscribe to Beyond Black History Month on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.